Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Oh yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor Chuma, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I hope that you are now doing well. Good to hear that. Now, we, you know, the fact that we have the Bible inspired by the Holy Spirit should essentially simplify, you know, any confusion with regards to doctrine. However, because we have so many different interpretations and understandings of Scripture, we land on different beliefs and doctrines. And of course, that's why today we end up with so many denominations. It's quite a confusion out there. So do please tell us, what role does Scripture play in clarifying doctrinal disputes?
Right. I think before we even talk about clarifying the disputes, we need to also define what Scripture plays, what role it plays in terms of formulating doctrines in the first place. Because you know, the moment you say doctrine, you are talking about a body of teaching. You are talking about something that has been found in the Bible, that has been learned from the Bible. You have read a number of different scriptures to come to that conclusion. You don't simply read one verse, and then because of the issue of interpretation, like you say, if you read one verse, you might run away with a certain interpretation. But if you read it together with other verses, then you can come with a certain understanding. So when you are aware that the issue with doctrine is that it is a teaching that comes from the Bible. Now, we need to emphasize the fact that it must be from the Bible, not from other books, not from other people, not from other areas, but from the Bible. You know, I remember when the Bereans in Acts, when the apostles will come and teach, when they teach, the Bereans will listen. After they go, they will sit down and analyze those teachings from the Bible, scripture by scripture, verse by verse, until they come with a certain conclusion. They were not doubting the apostles. They were not doubting anyone. They were simply interested in understanding what they were taught.
You know, I do apologize for interjecting there. You're saying that the doctrine must be from the Bible, and you saw a point to actually emphasize that it must be from the Bible. I've talked to a number of people about this doctrine of the Trinity.
Yes.
Is it from the Bible?
You know, when I talk about from the Bible, I'm suggesting that the understanding, the summary of the doctrine must be supported biblically.
I see.
If you cannot find verses in the Bible that you can use to explain the doctrine of the Trinity, then it cannot hold. As a doctrine. It must come from the Bible, and it does come from the Bible.
Ah, okay. But
there is no word in the Bible which says Trinity.
He said that's what I wanted to come to, because when you say we believe in the Trinity, and then we go to the Bible, when we don't find the Trinity there.
Exactly. But when you look at God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you will find the summary of those in the Bible, not necessarily the wording of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, or things like that. The other point that is important also is that the Bible was not originally written in Setswana, Zulu, English, or all the other, all the other, even English itself. It was written in Greek and Hebrew. So when you are, that is why sometimes when pastors go to school, when they get there, they are taught Greek and Hebrew. Why? So that when there is a conflict, we can go back to the original manuscripts.
I see.
To understand when this text was written, what is the original meaning? It is not for show off. It is not for trying to suggest that someone who has not studied cannot, but just to avail another avenue, so that when we sit down and we are studying, and there's a controversy over a certain issue, we can now go back to the Bible and say, okay, let's look at Matthew chapter 26 together. Let's see when Jesus passed away. Let's see when he was buried. Let's see when he resurrected. All those dynamics. When someone says Friday, Saturday, he died on a Friday, he resurrected on a Sunday, that's not 3 days. You know, those are there are those issues that, that arise. You go back to the scriptures, because our wisdom, we are wise, you know, we are wise, we are learned, we are educated, we are smart, we are well-spoken. But if we cannot go back to the Bible and prove a teaching, then it cannot hold water as a doctrine.
Now, Pastor, with so many ways of interpreting scripture, how can we be certain that we've got the correct one, and that we've got it right, actually, and everyone else is wrong on any particular subject?
Yeah, that's a challenging one, because on my side, when I'm sitting here, I'm believing that I am right and everyone else is wrong. Those everyone else I'm saying they are wrong, they're also sitting where they are with thinking that they are right and everyone else is wrong. So everyone is sitting on a position where they believe that we are right. Because if you didn't think you were right, you would not be where you are, you know.
That's true.
If you find a group of people, there are five of us, all of us believe we are right in our own teachings, and there are five different teachings, then it means either we are wrong, one of us is right, or the scripture itself is wrong. So then what do we do? We sit down and then we look for all the texts that we can find that can support the teaching that we are dealing with. Let me give you an example. When I grew up, I knew that I grew up in a village, and there were these old women and the like. And I knew that women are not supposed to wear pants to church, not even to church. Women should not wear pants. Okay, I believed that when I was young, and I preached that when I was young, until someone actually asked me to say, but tell me something, where do you get that teaching from? And then I went to the Bible, and I read a verse that I believed was supporting that teaching. And the verse says, no woman should wear what pertaineth to a man, and a man should not wear what pertaineth to a woman. And the person asks me, but then why do you want to believe that pants are for men? That's when I paused and actually looked at the text. The text does not say pants, doesn't say skirt. It says, don't wear what pertains to a man. A man should not wear what pertains to a woman. So then when I look back at history, to try and understand that, I realized, but in the olden days, men were not even wearing pants. They were wearing these long garments, which were even more dresses than pants, you know. But I had believed a certain, if I may call it, doctrine in my head for a long time without sustaining it by scripture. It is only when I read it and tried to understand it, that's when I realized, no, the scripture is actually not saying this. This is my own interpretation, and my interpretation is not necessarily God's voice. God's voice is what he has written. God's word is what he has written, not the way I interpret it. How what God has written is what is godly. So I need to go back prayerfully, humbly, believe that there is a possibility that I might be wrong. So when you are dealing with scripture, there shouldn't be any form of pride. I'm the best. We are the best church or anything like that. We need to be humble and come before God and ask for His wisdom and His intelligence, so that we can be able to understand that scripture perfectly. And He also guides us to another scripture that can support this one, and another scripture that can actually support this one. So, like I said earlier, it can be one verse. So interpretation, if we are using one verse, we are going to lose it. We need to have a number of texts that can support our belief.
True. Now, Pastor, this is one that has also been debated quite a few times by many people. Is doctrine flexible or static? For instance, is the biblical standard of modesty in dressing? I mean, you're talking about dress now. Or does it depend on culture, location, event, etc.? Or also, can it change from generation to the next?
You know, the Bible, when it comes to there are certain things that are things of principle. When God says, do not kill, do not murder, simple, don't kill, don't murder. It's as simple as that. The interpretation of murder or killing, whatever that is, it's neither here nor there. The point is, do not kill or do not murder. Now, when it comes to modesty, for example, when the Bible can set a principle and say, be modest. Now, modesty will be determined by what modesty is in and around us. Like I said the other time when we started, the way we dress to our churches in Africa is not the same as the way people dress in the Western world. It's not the same way people dress in other areas. Our temperatures are very hot. It's very hot today. And, you know, when extremely hot. So when you get into a church, for argument's sake, with a suit and a tie and all those dynamics and the like, is that the standard of modesty or it is not the standard of modesty? So that one is dependent on where and how you are. When we talk about the Sabbath, for example, when we talk about the Sabbath, the principle is do not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, when it comes to our lives, the way we are living, the way we are leading, and the way we are looking at things here and there, you might find that the way it was in the olden days. For example, you know, when you read certain books, they will tell you that before the Sabbath day starts, make sure that your shoes are polished. Make sure that you've taken your baths. Make sure that you have done it. They will suggest that to you. They were written. That's not the Bible, by the way. It shows that it was people around that time who were living that kind of life. So they believe that before the Sabbath starts Friday evening, your shoes have been polished, you have taken your bath, and you are now in the morning. You don't take a bath, you just go to church. But no, we don't do that these days. We wake up in the morning and we take our baths. Yes, our shoes are polished yesterday and our clothes have been ironed yesterday. Yes, fine. But when it comes to taking our baths, we take our baths in the morning. It shows that is not, but the doctrine remains, do not break the Sabbath. The principle remains, but the actual implementation of that principle has changed with time.
A beautiful one. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for the time that you've spent with us this afternoon. We're going to be connecting again tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about, respectfully engaging with those with differing views. And I think this is a hot one here because many a times when people get into differing in terms of a particular doctrine, you can already hear the temperatures are flaring up and there's, callers are hot. Etc. So we're going to be talking about that one and see how is it that we can actually handle such situations. Thank you so much for today.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.